Wesley Clark was the last Democrat to enter the presidential race when he announced his candidacy in September. Clark, who grew up in Arkansas, graduated first in his class at West Point and was a Rhodes Scholar. He retired as a four-star Army general after serving as Supreme Commander of NATO. He was in charge of Allied military operations in Kosovo. Since then, Clark has received plenty of attention for his views on Iraq. He initially said he opposed military action unless it had United Nations approval. But in one of his first interviews as a presidential candidate, Clark said he would have voted for the congressional resolution that authorized President Bush to attack Iraq without UN approval. Clark retracted that answer a day later. Completing a series of interviews with Democratic presidential candidates, I asked Clark to clarify his position on the war.
Well, Bob, I bobble a question. I mean, I bobble it once. And I guess it's the nature of these campaigns. This is an issue that just haunts. It was a discussion, and I talked about really the complexity of this. You know, Saddam Hussein was never an immediate threat. I never saw the urgency of going to war with Saddam Hussein. I've been very consistent on that. But I did believe that it was important, if we wanted to deal with this problem, to deal with it through the United Nations. So I would have supported leverage to go to the UN. I just wouldn't have supported going to war. But I think really that the key issue in this campaign is the president himself and the way that he misled the Congress and the American people on the urgency of going to war, on his willingness to work for a diplomatic solution, on the right strategy to go after terrorists, and that misleading continues. That's the issue in this campaign.
Your reputation in the military is associated with humanitarian intervention and nation building. So how would you handle the post-war challenge in Iraq? How would you reshape the operation in Iraq to make it more effective in nation building?
We don't want to occupy Iraq, Bob. We should give this back to the Iraqi people just as rapidly as possible. I think it's possible to give a lot of it back right now. There are locally elected councils. They can send representatives democratically selected to Baghdad and constitute an indirectly elected central government. They can be given a staff. They can be given information. They can begin to exercise their authority as they write a constitution.
But those are the people now targets of the attacks in Iraq.
Exactly. I mean, and it's absolutely essential that we ensure that Iraqis understand that this will not be a fight of Iraqis against an American occupier, but this is Iraqis against Iraqis. And I think until you establish that, you don't have a hope of rallying the patriotic nationalistic support of the Iraqi people to protect their own emergent government.
Are the Democrats prepared to support a general for president?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll just have to find out. I mean, you know, I think it's mixed reviews. On the one hand, they like the idea that I'm strong on defense and that I've served my country. And on the other hand, people want to be sure that I'm compassionate and have concern for the issues that are near and dear to the heart, at the very center, really, of what the Democratic Party stands for. And when you've served in uniform, and particularly when you've been a general, there's a certain air of authority there that's, in some respects, the opposite of what many Democrats might have believed their party stood for, which is ordinary people. But, you know, I think the answer is very clear. I do stand for ordinary people. I worked for the troops my entire time in the United States Armed Forces.
Can Democrats be confident that you're a Democrat? I mean, you voted for Bush the Elder. You praised the Bush administration just 2 years ago at a Republican fundraiser. When did you become a Democrat, anyway?
When Bill Clinton ran in 92, and I listened to him, and I had, of course, known of his record from Arkansas, I found him extraordinarily inspirational, and I voted Democratic. The Republican Party had become shrill and partisan and isolationist, and the Democrats were working mightily to craft a new strategy to take us into a new world.
Domestic issues. Elections turn on the economy, we're told. How do you differ from your rivals on the economy?
Well, I differ from President George W. Bush in that I don't think trickle-down economics works. I don't believe the best way to promote economic growth is to reward the people at the top. I believe the best way to promote economic growth is to is to reward the people who are actually doing the work, ordinary Americans, middle-class Americans, working Americans, and the working poor. And that means raising the minimum wage. It means giving them the assistance in health care that they need. It means job creation programs. I'm proposing a $100 billion job creation program, $40 billion to go for Homeland Security-associated jobs, $40 billion back to the states, because the Bush tax cuts have caused states to cut services, cut jobs, or raise taxes, and that's not good for the economy. And we'd put $20 billion into employment tax credits. So I think we have to work directly on jobs, get the money out to ordinary people. They're the center of the American economy. That's what's made this country great.
Would you roll the cuts all the way back? Would you take them away from the middle class?
Absolutely not. I don't think you can do enough for the middle class in this country. All across America, so many people are struggling, despite the fact that we're in the wealthiest country in the world. People have a hard time paying their bills. Their one car breakdown or one illness or one family problem away from financial disaster.
You're skipping the Iowa caucuses. Where do you hope to finish in New Hampshire?
I think we'll finish very well. I'm not prepared to predict where that is, but I think it'll be a very good finish.
Is South Carolina a must-win for you?
Well, South Carolina is an interesting state because I'm a Southerner, and people down there respect the uniform. They respect patriotism. They've got economic problems. They're increasingly concerned that this Bush administration has no economic programs and policies that will affect them. One of the people down there told me the president came through a couple of years ago, and a year and a half ago, I guess, and said he had a plan for the textile industry, but he never explained what it was, and now they're fighting to stay in business down there. So a lot of Republicans have switched over and will vote Democratic, and I think they'll vote for me because I've got the proven track record. I can talk the talk, but I've walked the walk, both abroad and at home.
Thank you, General.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you, Bob.
Democratic presidential candidate Wesley Clark, an extended version of that interview and previous conversations with the other Democratic candidates are at npr.org.